What's going on, y'all? King Spider-Man here, and this is Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about anime stuff, superhero stuff, geek stuff. We can even talk about video game stuff. I'm not really a gamer, but my folk, Boss Frank over here.
Yeah. You already know what's going on, man. It's your boy, Big Boss Freezy, back in the motherfucking Heezy. Don't forget to go ahead and check me out on Who Really Gives a Fuck, also streaming on the same service, nigga.
And we got my boy, the Boston Creamer.
Hey, man, it feels good to be back on another podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's good to be back.
Boston Creamer.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to Sonic and my boy Ryan, man. They were supposed to be here. We had some scheduling conflicts or whatever, but they will be on the next episode for sure. If you follow me on Instagram, follow any of my accounts, you've seen that I've been posting this thing about this particular thing out of Japan called One Piece. It's an anime. I don't know if you've heard of it, but if you have, you probably know that it's been running since 1999. Every fucking week.
Yeah, pretty much.
That shit is like one of the biggest animes
that's out there right now,
like. Yeah, like, okay, definitely the longest running manga.
That One Detective anime, like, those two I know by far are the longest, about the longest running.
The detective anime, which one? What
Detective,
oh,
Case
Closed.
Okay.
It's Case, well, when I've seen it, it's always been called Case Closed, so I'm assuming that's the American version, just like Saint Seiya is called, Nice,
but as far as that is, it's like, even though I've never actually, like, when it first came out, seen it, it's only that it's been so big for so long that of course you heard about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's how you know that One Piece is really like that show that you eventually have to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good goddamn show. You know, like I said, this is just a soft opening on how this deep dive is going to go in this series. But more or less to the topic, Netflix is also throwing their hat in the ring on this subject by having a live action come out real soon. I believe it's August 31st. And I'm not going to lie to you, from my perspective on just watching Netflix take on these animes and do the live action adaptations of them, especially now. And like, again, this is just my personal opinion, I feel like they fucking suck. And then when it comes down to you know, I guess what I'm expecting, I'm not gonna lie, I've become real spoiled on the FX that I'm getting on all the Marvel movies. And as far as, like, the balance between the live action and the actual CGI element working together harmoniously, or even if it's off a little bit. But it's, like, as far as, like, the excitement with the CGI that I get from Netflix, I just feel like it's like an upgraded version of the sci-fi movies.
Y'all remember them sci-fi movies, Sharknado and...
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Well, I can't remember some of those titles, but they would always, and they would always do shit that was out. They'll do a copy of it. They did a copy of Battleship. They did a copy of Thor. They did a copy of the Avengers. Yeah. Like, bro.
And it's like, they did a copy. First of all, they did a copy of Starship Troopers. And that was damn near already kind of borderline
fringe.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Fucking getting some Stargate SG-1 graphics out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. By the way, that is a great show.
But, man. So, and we've actually just viewed this One Piece trailer for the 10th time. Because I keep playing it. I know they tired of me playing, but I don't care. So, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little nervous about it, but I'm excited to see what they did. After listening to, shout out to Charlie at Emergency Awesome on YouTube. He's a great YouTuber, a great source of geek culture, media,
shout out to all five
reviews. So, yeah. All and fires. Shout out to All Fires on from Everything Always. He is also a person that is tuned in with the geek culture and gives us a lot of great reviews. But after listening to Charlie today and hearing him spit some facts, now, Boss Frank brought up a good point. I didn't want to agree, but he brought up a good point. Charlie's never really wrong that often. Like, not that niggas can just remember offhand, if there is any, you know what I'm saying? And if they're doing some of the shit that Charlie was saying in this video, I'm not going to lie, I am very, very, very upset.
Because it's
not like, okay, now, at first I was like, man, you know what the fuck you talking about? But then, you know what I'm saying? After I just sat here and thought about it for a second, it is some points that were accurate. But it is also some shit that it was like, okay, I know that's not, you know what I'm saying, how shit goes. Because I know they fight Axan Morgan before Buggy, because Axan Morgan was the guy that whose son, Hell Nepo, was holding Zoro hostage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Axan Morgan gonna come after Buggy the Clown. I'm like, man, that don't make sense.
Yeah. And it's so again.
So who's holding Zoro?
So that, and then that's the thing too, also, like,
I was gonna say Buggy caught Zoro.
When you got certain situations, like, again, the cinematics in Marvel is one thing, but they're literally the secondhand adaptation of this information we get. You know what I'm saying? Now, with Marvel, there are some animated series and movies, but the movies primarily are drawing from the comics and then getting a refresh with, as far as pacing and the actual, like, order of events happening. But with this, and how, well, I ain't gonna say just with this, but with Netflix as a whole and how they be or have been doing it, you're already a third party because you're drawing information from a manga that has a very girthy and lengthy you know what I'm saying, anime that's also in its own right a certain adaptation of events and, you know what I'm saying, the order they happen in, because their rendition is different from the manga. Yeah. Then you have this movie that now wants to do its adaptation. And again, like I was...
Well, it's not a movie. It's a series.
Well, live-action series that's trying to do its own adaptation. And the thing is, like I was explaining to Spider earlier, or while we was talking about it, is you got the idea that these characters are of a certain nationality while you're essentially giving them the speech capacity to speak whatever language they want, but they all understand each other. But in like, you know what I'm saying, holistically, this is a Japanese manga. So they're speaking in Japanese. They're reading it in Japanese. The anime comes out in Japanese, but it's adapted to English language. So now people like me, you can say what you want, but fuck you guys. I don't want to read the subtitles. I want to see the shit. I want to hear the shit in English, because I'm liable to look down at something, to look away for a second, to do something in my phone, answering you guys' fan mail or something like that. And I'm going to miss it if I got to read that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna rewind all day and figure out what this nigga just said. And I don't have Rosetta Stone, so I don't speak Japanese. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to hear it and know what's going on and miss it and then look up and figure it out. So, you know, now you got the Netflix rendition, which is essentially trying to hold true to the actual nationalities that the creator wanted these characters to be. And just to give the best anchor point is Luffy, because everybody should know who the fuck that is Brazilian. So you have a Brazilian character that's adapted from a Japanese manga that's then adapted to a Japanese anime to get adapted with an English language. So they're going to have an English accent as far as, you know, or American, or how, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want to call it. To then be readapted to have a Brazilian with a Brazilian English accent. They're finna fuck it up.
I'm just saying. I'm gonna be honest. Like, it sounds like Luffy has kind of a lisp, but besides that, he sounds pretty good to me. You know what I'm saying? Because when he was using his powers on when he was on the boat, that was Kobe that was standing behind him, and that was that pirate captain Alvida standing on the other side of the boat, and that's who he was swinging at. And he was like, "Gum gum, pistol." Oh. And I was like, "Oh, he got the lisp. He has a lisp, but it still sounds like Luffy to me."
I don't know, bro. Because when I hear him speak, he sounds like he's an American, but like, oh. Kind of like maybe an Italian American or something, but you can hear his kind of his accent on that shit.
And that's the thing, because the only thing Netflix did considerably well executed for me and my particular take, again, this is for my opinion. Other people agree. If you're gonna adapt a Japanese rendition of a story into the English language, I would prefer for you to at least try to find people that have the same voice range or vocal range as the actor for the animated series. The thing that made Batman Arkham Asylum a great video game, because it's the guy that does Batman's voice.
Kevin Conroy.
RIP Kevin Conroy. RIP Kevin Conroy. You know what I'm saying? So that made it 3,000 times better. Mustafa Shakir was the guy that they casted to play Jet Black on Cowboy Bebop's live action rendition on Netflix. Mustafa Shakir himself, I feel, and this is why I appreciate good acting when good acting is out there. Mustafa Shakir made sure, because his voice isn't necessarily in that vocal range, but that nigga sounded exactly like the character that he was portraying from the anime. And for it to, I guess you could say, be a race flip, because in the anime, of course, he's, I guess, primarily meant to be Japanese or, you know what I'm saying, whatever culture, but he wasn't a black man, because they do have black people in that animated series. So for this black man to be playing the live action role and his voice be the same damn vocal range as that's the shit I want to see. Still did a poor execution on it, but the efforts was there. You know what I'm saying? Harold did a great job. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I don't remember your name, but you did a great job, man.
I mean, essentially, you, they gotta get the Japanese to play the characters, bro. Like, they cannot use these like American / whatever other race you may be to play characters that's really out of their range.
I'm not gonna lie. And then again, you know what I'm saying? Not to try to be hypocritical to my statements, but Keith Stanfield playing L in the fucking Death Note live action series on Netflix. Great fucking move. Making Light an actual Asian actor. Great fucking move. You know what I'm saying? That's, if you're going to put those type of people, you know what I'm saying, in these roles. And then also I felt like that was better because it didn't have to rely so heavily on CGI sequences. Full Metal Alchemist is a lot of action in anime, so it was going to rely on a lot of CGI sequences in that fucking show. However, Netflix is a good studio, but it's not a powerhouse for CGI. And that's what I mean for me being spoiled on what I've been getting from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, whether it's on the silver screen or my home screen. Shit's looking great. Shit's looking pristine.
So let's make a correction. Light was not an Asian actor. He was full-blown American.
Light?
Yeah.
Light wasn't... Oh, he's not Asian at all?
No, he was... He was the... what's his name? Damn.
He's white?
Yes. He was... I can't think of the actor.
I mean... If it's all in fairness, Catherine Zeta-Jones isn't fucking Hispanic. I thought she was Hispanic in Mask of Zorro and Zorro, but guess what? She's fucking German. Freaking Zedek Kyle.
Get the fuck out of here. You know what
I'm
saying?
She's German. Or she's Russian. German? I'm sorry. I hope I didn't make that mistake and you get upset and kill me. But, yeah.
Is Vin Diesel Hispanic?
I don't think so.
Italian.
That's what I thought.
He's Italian.
What are they supposed to be in on the Fast and Furious? Him and John Cena. Because his mom came in. She spoke another language. Didn't
they're
she?
Probably Colombian.
Yeah.
But you know how that goes. I mean, his father could have just very well been a form of Caucasian, and his mother was just a form of Hispanic.
Right. So. Right. Because it seemed like
because Toretto is definitely, I feel like, Italian.
Shout out to Vin Diesel, man.
Yeah, shout out to the most unstoppable man in cinema.
For real, bro.
Him in that damn shirt. Man. I don't know why.
Why does his shirt keep surviving?
God damn.
That nigga be treating cars like used tissue in these movies. Like, for real.
Okay, so...
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
good. No, you good. One thing that we said was going to be a big thing that they needed to get right in this was Nami's titties.
Yeah. And she looks regular as fuck. This is the same thing. This is the thing, all right? Now, this is what the controversy was about Cowboy Bebop. With them not necessarily getting the female physique correct for this for the role of Faye, you know what I'm saying? So they weren't able, but at the same time though, you could sacrifice a physique for, you know what I'm saying, actual acting ability and range. You know what I'm saying? The female actor that did this job was actually a good actress, but was a good actress. But at the same token, though, there are a bunch of bitches that have these body types and frames that are in these animes. Our women, our culture, our black women definitely know what BBLs are. You can find a bitch that look like an anime. And they're probably at MomoCon. I'm just letting you know, for all the filmmakers out there.
But can they act, though?
Who gives a fuck? Like... If you're going to have clickbait, man, you might as well just have clickbait. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's fucking do this. I'm going to rely heavily on the characters that really matter. Sorry to the feminist movement. Not to say that the women don't matter, but we all know we're here to really see fucking Luffy. And whatever Ace got going on and what's going on, we want to see Nami bring them titties and that motherfucking power staff. But that's about it. You know what I'm saying? Then you also...
Now, what I think...
Got the Animorph bitch. And who doesn't want to fuck a female bunny rabbit human?
So the thing about that is, they don't meet none of those characters till after they're on the Grand Line. This is only the East Blue Saga. So they're saying that they're probably going to end this, the first season at the Red Line.
Shit.
Reverse Mountain is when they went up the waterfall and came on the other side and they met their whale, Laboon.
Do you know how much fucking... Do you know how many episodes? I'm sorry. How many episodes deep that is?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I said.
In 8 episodes? That's
exactly what Jaha was saying.
You supposed to get that far?
8 episodes, bro.
How long are these episodes going to be?
An hour.
You can watch 2 episodes, nigga. An hour is 2 episodes, and you still ain't gonna get that far.
Nowhere, nigga. Like, you ain't met nobody but Kobe and Alvita.
You lucky if that second episode, and you lucky if that second episode is a
and red hair Shanks.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
So this is my thing. This is another thing I'm spoiled on as far as Marvel and what they got right. Not that this is a Marvel conversation. This is a One Piece. And, well, not the full in-depth deep dive on One Piece, the show, that we're going to be really talking about.
We're going to be talking about One Piece all season long. That's 12 episodes. This is actually a bonus episode.
Yeah, so this is just a warm-up and just really just coverage on this trailer since it came out. I felt like Marvel had great pacing for the characters they intended to use the way they wanted to use them, even for Avengers. It took them at least a full feature movie before they wanted to start teasing and introduce the idea of Avengers being brought together. And then they decided to do one by one with an explanation and actual demonstration of whatever power or whatever fanfare that they actually attract to give you the next movie and, you know what I'm saying, progress the story along to where we see in the comics where they just like absolutely kicking ass and taking names, right? So I can see that in 8 episodes for us to get that far through the story, they're gonna skip a ton of shit or pack in a ton of shit. So either way, that's bad. Because if you pack in a ton of shit, it's too much shit to figure out and pay attention to. And now you just got a bunch of stuff, a bunch of information that you're taking in. Especially for the people that have never watched the anime or read the manga. So it'll be a ton of information to take in at one time. If it's not enough shit, you can very well miss a lot of the actual spirit of what the fuck One Piece is. Animes are synonymous in my, at least with me, and Supernatural, of course, for having fucking filler episodes that lead into a totally different direction that's not as long as the main story. But it is a couple episodes, you know what I'm saying? So, but at heart, that's what really makes, you know what I'm saying, One Piece, you know what I'm saying, up there with one of the best animes, because again, it's number 2 on the list. You know what I'm saying? The big 3, you got Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, and they all got great pacing as far as explaining and getting you, especially Dragon Ball. It's actually nauseating in the first few seasons with how long the build-up and explanation of this next move is finna be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So nigga be powering up for about 2-3 episodes. Like, damn, nigga, destroy the world already. God damn.
A little bit more. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, this shit is for real. So for you to cover as much as they're talking about covering in 8 episodes, they're going to skip a lot or add in a lot. And it's going to be lackluster on what we really want to see. And for me, like I said, is, and especially just, you know what I'm saying, coming back to, I guess, a better definition of what I'm looking for. When it comes down to the pacing of Marvel, Marvel has an idea of giving you the story and then connecting it to the main idea. We're going to give you the individual stories of each of these people and their own turmoil and possibly one or two big bads that might either cross over in the main storyline or just kind of just be for this movie, which a lot of it has been. A lot of motherfuckers get killed quick that should be really around causing hell and havoc. But if they could have taken it, like just really took their time and just streamlined it and just gave us the seasons that we get with the anime and say this whole season is going to be about Luffy as a child trying to impress and then go along with that whole first true saga of just meeting Nami and then moving on to the next one and then moving so we can actually get the experience of the anime, because the anime and the storyline has a real good use of characters. Like this nigga Spider said, no character is there by chance. At one point or another, probably 2-3 seasons down the line, you're going to see that character again. They say the loudest one in the room ain't got shit going on, but the loudest one in the room on a side note story is going to be a part of the main continuity. Believe that.
Not a true story.
Yeah. what do y'all think about the look of the characters? Like the way the characters look. They, like, to be honest, I mean, I like the way Nami looks. Because at first when she was introduced, she wasn't sexy Nami. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm really, you know what I'm saying, if I'm really being fair, when you look at those first few episodes of One Piece, that shirt she had on, it is the exact same. You know what I'm saying? It's not showing anything. The difference is that you can actually see, like, she got on the anime, she's got, like, you know, she's voluptuous. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For however old she is, she's probably like, what, 17, 18. You know what I'm saying? Because Luffy ain't but 19.
But let's just say 18.
Let's just say
18 for legal purposes. While
yeah, for legal purposes, we're going to say Nami is at least 18.
19.
But, you know, she doesn't really get on her sexy shit till after the time skip, after they get separated. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, like, the drawback from Cowboy Bebop was the fanboys not being able to beat their shit senseless to a live action version of Fate. So,
I don't know, bro, because I when I seen the Cowboy Bebop, I'm not gonna lie.
That's the end of that.
When they had my boy Harold play the part, it kind of threw me through a loop. You know what I'm saying? I expected Bebop to be, Spike, I expect Spike to be, you know, exactly what he is, a white boy. He's a white boy. He's a cowboy. You know what I'm saying? But that one was kind of, you know what I'm saying? That made me kind of feel a little off. And with this whole One Piece thing, man, when I look at the characters and I see them, they kind of throw me off a little bit too. And, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a real stick for the whole. You need the race to play their part. All right, it's the Japanese. Give me what I'm looking for. Give me these Japanese characters.
But I mean. To be honest, looking at the anime, ain't no Japanese bag looking like Usopp.
That's understandable.
But now, I can see Usopp being black.
And his name is John Cho. Sorry, Harold. John Cho, and then yellow Panda. Oh, Panita.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad, John Cho.
And then yellow Panita. And yellow Panita actually has good acting chops. It's just, you know. Your body good with me, baby.
Which I think is Zoro.
I mean, I feel like we might have something there.
I feel like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm like. Zoro looks good, like, yeah.
Zoro looks like his part. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That looks like his part. But Luffy, he looks like some type of Middle Eastern or Brazilian kid.
But that's what Oda intended for him to be, Brazilian.
Well, this is the one thing, too, though. That's what it's supposed to be.
Luffy is Brazilian. Usopp is black. Sanji is, I think he said, is French. Zoro is Japanese. Nami is like, I think she's, I'm not sure what he said about Nami. I don't want to misquote.
This is what I got to say. Sucker Punch was amazing. If I can at least get that level, I'm good.
What, out of Nami?
Just out of the whole experience.
Sucker Punch. Now that's an example of what I was saying last night about it looks like they're just blowing everything up too big too fast. Sucker Punch is exactly what the fuck that shit say, a fucking sucker punch.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden you're going from this what was it, an orphanage or a home for girls? And
nah, it was a crazy house.
Yeah, for women. But
she was trying to block out the depression of going to a crazy house. So she imagined it as a, like, damn near like a brothel.
I love the concept, but man,
that was just to block out the fact that she was there, and then to go even deeper. So it was like, think about it as like an anime version of Inception. She went into a dream to escape one reality and then went into a deeper dream to solve her problems in the actual real reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, it was kind of like, instead of going into a deeper dream, it was more like her dancing, and it was pretty much like a dream walk and wake. That you could see, or like that it would be so mesmerizing to see her dancing. It was like it was coming to life in front of you.
But that's what I was saying, because she was dancing as a dancer in the brothel.
Yeah.
That's already the first dream. That's the first imagination. She went to the crazy home because her father, which was really her stepfather, tried to, her mother died, so he got custody of her. And that was the only way he was going to get the life insurance.
It was her and her sister.
And her sister, because she accidentally killed her sister, trying to get away from him, because he was abusive, and accidentally shot her. So he flipped the script. It was like she killed her in a manic depression and put her in a crazy house. So she was really depressed that she lost her mother and was stuck with him, and she just killed her little sister. So yeah, gonna try to dissociate, you know what I'm saying, from reality. And dissociate from reality, she imagined that she was instead put into a brothel. And you know what I'm saying? Imagine the guy that was coming to perform the phlebotomies as the high roller. I mean, not phlebotomy, the
lobotomies.
Yeah, without the pH.
Yeah, without the pH.
That hurt.
Yeah, the phlebotomies as a high roller, which was just big money maker and spender at this brothel, but he was really coming to scramble your motherfucking brains. And she would go into a deeper dreams like imagination on being able to accomplish these tasks they set, she kind of set out with the rest of the girls so they can escape. So in layman's terms and niggas terms, you got a bunch of crazy bitches trying to escape a mental house, and they imagined that they was fighting dragons and shit in order to do it. But that shit was wrong as hell. You know what I'm saying?
And that shit was like,
yeah,
like for real. It caught me all the way off. Like, I had wanted to see the movie, but it caught me all the way off guard. What y'all think of Sanji?
I feel like Sanji,
Black Leg Sanji.
Sanji looks like what he's supposed to look like. He looked like a Frenchman.
Yeah.
I can kind of agree with that. Yeah. Now, if they don't got him smoking his cigarettes in the, you know what I'm saying, live action, then I'm going to be like, well, damn.
Nah, that's...
Yeah, he's going to have to smoke them.
Look, this is my prediction.
It's not going
to be... We're going to see that in the trailer because they know people want that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, they're going to end one of the trailers with that.
Or...
They're going to bait you in. Yeah, that's going
to
bait you in.
Or...
If the gum pistol! Don't bring you in, bro.
Or,
when Sanji light that motherfucking cigarette, like.
Or.
They do a character flip, and this Sanji don't smoke.
Boy, if they do that, I will be so upset.
Netflix, like you said,
and not to mention, like,
oh my god,
this is 2023. In all realization and actuality, there is a lot of subliminal messaging for, you know what I'm saying, the use and sale of certain objects and items. But niggas ain't smoking cigarettes like that and a lot of shit no more.
Sanji smoking cigarettes.
Well, I'm talking about movies.
Yeah. But Sanji smoking cigarettes? No. There is a movie where a nigga smoking cigarettes like Sanji.
What?
You're a movie guy. You got to know this one.
The only movie I can think about where a character has some type of smoking thing all the time is a low budget weed movie.
No.
Or a Hellboy.
It's cigarettes.
Oh, the cigarettes. Yeah. Constantine.
Boom. That's one. I wasn't even thinking about him. But that's one.
He did.
Constantine do be smoking. But it's like, it's known that his problem in that movie is because of cigarettes. But it's not like every fucking scene he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
So
Sanji on the anime and in the manga, kind of like.
So there's another one. It's from a movie.
They always got cigarettes.
This one character is always smoking a cigarette.
Jackie Brown.
I give you a hint. He died smoking a cigarette.
Shit, man. You know how many people die smoking a fucking cigarette? He died smoking a cigarette.
Okay, here's another hint. He died because he was smoking a cigarette.
Holy shit, that's so deep. Hot.
Man, do you know how many movies I've seen where the CIA done put something in a cigarette so when you hit it, it blows your brain out?
But this is a character that throughout the movie, it was a running gag about him smoking cigarettes.
Bro, you gotta tell me.
Because Triple X, bro. When he had to blow the nigga up, the nigga was sniping somebody, and they had the heat seeking missile, and he was like, "Man, I don't know where he's coming from." He was like, "Give me that." The motherfucker's smoking cigarette, and he found his ass and hit him with the heat seeking missile.
Damn, are you talking about the one with Ice Cube?
No, Vin Diesel. The other franchise that he was going, that was almost, you know what I'm saying?
Was that the first one or the second
the one? First one. The first one.
I got to see the first one again.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was one of the Russian guys. He was, like, Vin Diesel had said something to him before. He was like, "Man, why you smoke cigarettes like that?" He was like, "I like this better than breathing. It's better than oxygen.
Dang.
If I could smoke in my sleep, I would."
That nigga is depressed.
Yeah. And every scene, that nigga smoking a cigarette.
He needs to be stopped.
Straight up. And when the shit hit the fan, and,
smoking this cigarette, son. That's like, yo, nigga, you gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you know.
He was like the motherfucker smoking a cigarette.
Motherfucker.
Let me see the heat seeker.
I died when I'm ready to die. Like, nigga, you gonna die early.
Yeah, man, but I'm looking forward to see that cigarette, not only in the trailer, but actually in the series.
Yeah, for real. Because,
well, I mean, so.
And to be fair to Sanji, he's not always smoking a cigarette. It's just that he always seemed to light that bitch up when it's time to do some cool
now that,
shit.
Now that you right know there, what I'm saying? Now that's more like.
Or when they chilling.
That's more like a Constantine pacing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we know he gonna flame that bitch up, but he gonna exercise the demon first. Because that's what he did in the beginning of the movie. He's like, that there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that shit, you know, I feel like, I hope it's better than M. Night fucking Shyamalan's rendition of Avatar.
Oh my god, let's not go there.
If that shit comes out like
Shyamalan.
That,
go ahead and put that
in
Evolution, please.
Take my back and shoot him. Dragon Ball Evolution and fucking Avatar Last Airbender by M. Night Shyamalan.
Horrible.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Now, this next rendition that they got coming out on Netflix, when I seen Aang, I feel like that's what the fuck M. Night Shyamalan should have did. You don't put tattoos on his fucking head. We want to see the blue arrow, nigga. I want to see it. That's why I like the show. But you know what they did? They put the blue arrow on his head and took the idea for M. Night Shyamalan to put tattoos in the blue fucking arrow, you idiot. Damn. It's like the nigga made signs and just, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You're a one-hit wonder, man. It's time to drop the mic.
Well, I wouldn't say a one-hit wonder because the Unbreakable trilogy,
Unbreakable,
that was okay. You know what I'm saying?
But Signs is the pinnacle of that nigga's directing career and producing. Like, Signs is, you don't get no better. Because Mel Gibson, I think Mel Gibson produced it, but M. Night Shyamalan shot that shit. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but fuck you guys too. You gotta give him something. It's Mel fucking Gibson.
Now, in their defense, Dragon Ball Evolution did get the spirit of Dragon Ball right.
They did.
Because Goku was just as lighthearted.
Chow Yun Fat shouldn't have been Master Roshi.
It should have
made
really
no fucking sense.
Somebody's. looking a little older.
This bullshit ass Piccolo. They did a better version of
Piccolo. Was actually pretty good.
Bro, the Flintstones.
They had Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer play Piccolo though.
The Flintstones.
It should have been. It really should have been a black man.
It really should have been Wesley Snipes. The Flintstones live action with Dan Aykroyd, when they did the little Martian nigga on there. And he was a little that little Martian nigga looked better than Piccolo. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was way better. I would have taken the Martian nigga from Flintstones over that Piccolo. That shit was chirping.
But he played, I feel like he played the part.
I feel like that costume and makeup was sci-fi movie level at best.
Yeah.
They should have just released Dragon Ball Evolution on Sci-Fi Channel. And it probably would have did way better.
And then with the shit with the Ozaru and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
my shit.
God. It's fucking murder yourself. I don't know, man.
Now, the Going Merry, I've seen... They show, you know what I'm saying, concept art of the Going Merry. I think I would have rather seen it have the round head in opposed to an actual goat head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I get what they were going for, but, I mean, it's a fucking ship. You know, it doesn't have to be that real. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to make it real. You know what I mean? Just make it the way the fucking...
You do got to make it real, because that's what you're going for.
But they actually do have a version of the Going Merry in real life.
You know what I do?
And it looks exactly like the show.
I have a piece of shit that looks just like that.
But they do though. And so it's like, why didn't y'all just do that?
Yeah, I mean, cause again, even though we can sit, I can sit here and talk shit all day, I do gotta still take into account, I don't really know what the budget is.
That's another thing.
I don't know what the budget is for this. I never really looked into what the budget is. I'm gonna start doing that
and
more.
And Netflix doesn't release their numbers, so
yeah,
you'll never find out anything from Netflix.
Yeah, so that right there is like, I don't know, man. How much was Flash?
The Flash. Oh my God, have y'all seen The Flash? So
before you get too in, how much was the?
How much did they make?
No, how much was the budget?
$200 million.
Okay, so for Netflix, if Netflix isn't putting at least $200 million into these live action renditions, they're never going to get close to Disney Plus. If Disney Plus decided to start doing live action renditions, I guarantee you, 10 out of 10, they're going to fucking nail it. I don't know about Echo. I'm a little bit nervous about Echo, but that's still not Disney's problem. That's really more or less Marvel's. But the production value of getting a studio that kills shit like that all the time is who I want to see making these live action renditions of these animes. Netflix is a great starter up because we can get an idea of what they've been doing in India for the past 50 something years. If you've never seen a movie or action movie from India, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go over the fucking top. But it's like so much shit is happening with so much cheesy CGI and just unbelievable wild work.
Boy, stretch that CGI like,
and
crazy.
Bro, and CGI and wild work is like...
I've seen a nigga get on a nigga's shoulders while he's running. The nigga is shooting with two AKs in his hand and they moving like one person. I was like, India, how?
That shit is over... It's over the fucking top. And so it's like, but it's to the point where it's like too unbelievable. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same token, it's like the same level of CGI work that we getting from that. And then, like I was saying, theatrical, I feel like that means the budget is big. So that's why it's going to theaters. If we got speaking of, like we were saying earlier, Knights of the Zodiac coming out in theaters, and their CGI compared to what we might get in fucking One Piece is going to really be the tail of the tape on whatever future endeavors is going to be happening over that Netflix. Like I said, man, I'm really campaigning for Disney to start picking up anime franchises and start doing live action renditions. I really felt like a lot of people was excited when they was hearing about Bleach possibly being on Disney Plus. So imagine if they did a live action rendition of Bleach.
But they did what Netflix did.
Yeah, they already did the Bleach. I liked the Bleach one. I watched it. When I watched it, I haven't watched it in a while, but when I saw it, I remember liking it.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, like, it's one thing to like something.
But it's another thing for it to be good.
Yeah.
So maybe I just had to revisit that and see. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm excited for this One Piece live action show because I've been turned on to this show, and since then I was just, come on, man. Y'all know how long this shit is. I done watched this shit almost 3 times.
Yeah.
In the past, okay, so I started a couple years ago and I stopped around Skypiea. For those who are uninitiated, that is about 200 episodes in. And when I was staying with my folk and the power went out, so I decided to watch shit on my phone. And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go back to One Piece. And I watched that shit all the way through to now I am in Wano, Act 2, because I'm not watching the subtitles either. Fuck that shit. Like, I used to, I remember back in the day, I had, I was hanging with one of my friends from school and shit, and we had went to this comic book store that used to be on Memorial Drive called Dragon Horde. That's where I used to buy my Dragon Ball Z tapes from. So I went in there and I bought a couple of Dragon Ball Z tapes to watch. You know what I'm saying? And he was with me and shit. So we went back to his house to watch this shit and smoke. And I popped the shit in and the shit is in Japanese. And I'm excited as fuck. I'm looking like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He like, man, what the fuck? This shit ain't in English. I was like, no, shit. I was just like, man, fuck it, man. This is Dragon Ball Z. You know what I'm saying? But now?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Fuck that.
Fuck that shit. Because
they didn't even have audio settings on VCRs.
Fuck that shit, man. Because, like, I don't want to miss nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching this shit to take it in and to retain what I'm watching because it's something that I like. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that I like to talk about with people. You know what I'm saying? That's why I've started a fucking podcast so I can talk about superhero shit because there ain't enough people to talk about superhero shit. So I talk about superhero shit with everybody else in the world that want to listen.
That's what it's all about, man. But they gonna definitely fuck up this One Piece.
I am holding out hope that they are not going to fuck up One Piece. Do not listen to Boston Creamer.
They're gonna drop the motherfucking ball. Like, and I hate to say it because again, we've had misfires with Dragon Ball Evolution and fucking Avatar: The Last Airbender by M. Night Shyamalan. Because I'm not gonna stop saying that, so you know that there's no confusion on who fucked that up.
So when you see him in the street, throw something at him.
Yeah, like a tomato.
and Netflix, don't take this the wrong way. You know, you guys make some pretty good shows, but live action animes, you guys probably need to, you know what I'm saying, like put that into somebody else's
hands. Yeah, y'all should probably stop that shit out there. Stop that shit or hire somebody else, because the studio is great for live action movies as a whole, but not this anime adaption. Now, you guys can do some good animes, but I think you should leave this alone for a while. Yeah, definitely.
Or pour more money into the special effects because it's like the thing about animes is all that shit is gets so fucking fantastical so fast.
Yeah.
And it's like to do that shit in live action,
you're gonna have to need hella effects.
Like, for real, like that shit has to be worked on for real. Like, and to be honest, I know we have the technology is there to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's a matter of them or like big studios, and not just Netflix, just studios in general who make movies and TV shows. They don't really want to put the budget of a movie into a TV show because they're not going to recoup the same as if it was a movie. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to make the same amount of money back, which is understandable. You know what I'm saying? And this is just my theory. I don't know this for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's a ceiling on when, like, each company has a ceiling on what they're going to spend on a TV show. You know what I'm saying? Because it just, I mean, that's the only thing that kind of makes sense to me. The CW, they upped their game with Stargirl and Lois and, Superman and Lois. You know what I'm saying? That shit, I don't know if they teamed up with HBO or whatever, but whatever the fuck they did,
yeah.
That shit is straight up, it's Chef's Kiss type shit. I highly recommend Stargirl and Superman and Lois. You know what I'm saying? Highly recommend. Highly, highly, highly recommend. If you like TV shows, you know what I'm saying? Don't expect it to be like, you know, The Matrix, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like just some like Avatar. But, you know what I'm saying? I just understand you're still looking at TV, you know what I'm saying? But for TV purposes, it don't get no better than that. The only thing better than that might be shit like Titans. Titans and Doom Patrol and Swamp Thing. These are all comic book properties. They all look good. They all look damn good. You know what I'm saying? And, so with Titans, they kind of fucked up Trigon. But to be honest, it still looked it good. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as a fan, knowing what Trigon is supposed to look like and how he's supposed to be, they fucked that up royally. Just keep it real.
But that happens though. That's something that goes along with the territory. Because again, live action. Because I mean, all like we're expecting something that's primarily drawn to look the same in live action, and it's just not.
It's just not gonna happen. What? Sanji don't have the curly eyebrows. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. Because anything like that, even though we would want to see it, the idea is that it's live action because we want it to look like how it would in real life. And some shit in real life just isn't worth it.
What? Usopp's nose isn't a foot long? I'm done.
Right. He's just a regular nigga with plaits. You know what I'm saying?
Like, those of you who feel that way, if y'all feel like Usopp's nose isn't long enough, grow the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Grow the fuck up and shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Karen. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, the shit ain't gonna look that good.
It's not gonna look like that.
The only thing you can hope for is big titties. Alright? We probably gonna get big titties. Because we still got to think about the progression of the show and what might happen after this. Because you saw what happened to Cowboy Bebop. That shit got canceled before it even was released.
But see, the good thing is, the sexy shit doesn't come until after they get on the Grand Line. So.
But that's what I'm saying. They got to make it to the Grand Line.
Yeah.
What if they don't?
No, I mean, the show, they said the first season going to end at Reverse Mountain.
So, right.
That's
so
the entrance to the Grand Line.
Right. That's the entrance to the Grand Line. Yeah. Right. So, when they end the show, what if they ended with them getting to the Grand Line?
Yeah, that's how the first season is going to end.
So then the sexy shit ain't going to happen until
the second season.
Right. But what if they don't make it past the first season?
What if? That's what if? What is?
Cowboy Bebop.
But I said that to say that the sexy shit won't be the reason.
No, I mean, the sexy shit was the reason for why the first season got canceled. There was a lot of other characters.
No, I'm talking about for One Piece.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about for
Cowboy Bebop, yeah.
That's the reason, because they had other seasons with sexy shit that could have been presented, but it didn't get the chance. So I hope it's more or less about, and I'm saying that not to be like, oh, he's just a horn dog. No, I'm saying that because
that's an intricate part of Nami's character. She uses her sex appeal as a weapon to steal from pirates because she's trying to raise money to save her fucking island. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
and that was a part of Faye's character, was that her sex appeal was would enable her to do her job as a bounty hunter even better.
Mm-hmm.
Cause niggas would be caught up in her sex appeal that she can easily subdue or arrest and cash in on that fucking bounty. So it's like, they still fucked that up. Like, again, like, yeah, you could be seducible in certain scenes and aspects, and we don't want to be, I'm not saying that we should just dog out and misrepresent women and just, you know, put them there as a token piece of meat. But no, I'm just saying, like, hopefully the sexy shit doesn't matter, because it should take away from the main draw of this actual thing. And that's the story of this kid trying to find one of the greatest mysterious treasures and one of the greatest stories ever told.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, this is one of the greatest stories ever told, because, man, they be telling this shit. My first impression on One Piece was, nigga was like, man, it's this new anime called One Piece. I was like, what is this about? He was like, it's a pirate. You know what I'm saying? He stretches. I was like, man, I don't want to see that shit.
But you like Fantastic Four. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I was, the thing. I was like, Reed Richards on a pirate boat? Nah, I'm good.
Although when you say it like that, it sounds a little bit, sounds like it's gonna be a lot of
shit. I don't know, man, because when I watched my very first episode of it, I wasn't hooked. I wasn't hooked like I was hooked when I watched my very first episode of Naruto. I don't know what it was, but something about Naruto got me hooked. But when I seen One Piece, I was like, this shit ain't cutting it. Something else. Yeah. Till this day. Well, besides the couple of episodes that I may have seen with you guys. Other than that, nah, man.
So the appeal for me from One Piece was the story and the reputation. Because it was a girl that actually convinced me to just really started, you know what I'm saying? And the only reason I had really stopped was because the Funimation account started acting up. So shout out to her. And you know what I'm saying? And at that time when I ain't had no choice, I was like, shit, I'm finna watch this shit.
Yeah. That's just one of those things. I was watching this shit because this nigga was watching this shit. And then I just wound up in Wano. Like, god damn it.
I've been
going
5 minutes and you
turned
my apartment into Wano.
Yeah. Motherfucking Wano. So it's like, you know, it was a long ass journey too. So, to say the least. But, and that's why I was saying, like, in this deep dive, we really gonna be giving our same topics and opinions on the arcs and really these side stories, because they all tie in together. You know what I'm saying? These characters get used for what they're supposed to be used for. And just like the world that this man has created is very vast, you know what I'm saying? And it's very easy to get lost in. But nonetheless, man, it's one of the best pirate adventure stories I've ever been in. Next to Pirates of the Caribbean, you know what I'm saying?
And for the record, I feel like they should have gotten Disney to do it, because Disney did Pirates of the Caribbean, and that is basically live action One Piece, if you ask me. This has been Crave Reviews with King Spider-Man
and your boy Big Boss Freezy
and your boy Boston Creamer.
That boy Boston Creamer! tune in to the next episode where we will have a bigger cast. My boy Ryan, my boy Sonic. We're going to be talking about our thoughts on the anime of One Piece and how we feel about it and everything, and more about the live action adaptation that is coming in August. Holla at you later. This is King Spider-Man, and you have been listening to Crave Reviews.
Yeah!